You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Starbucks somewhere at Seoul at Seoul Survivors, your weekly source in teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today is my co-host, Jennifer.
Hi, Carl, and not Rosa, who punked out at the last minute.
Yeah, you'll notice my... You know, I although I've been doing the little intro thing for, I don't know, for months now, I still have to write it down. I can't remember it at all. So, yeah, and so on the little intro thing I have at that...
Just has a blank. I like it.
Yeah. My co-host, Jennifer, and __... to be filled in.
TBA. So,
yeah, so Rosa, as I do... Rosa.
Yeah.
Rosa. How does she pronounce it?
Rosa.
She doesn't roll her R's.
Rosa. No. Oh. She could. She speaks Spanish, but, you know.
All right, yeah. As I noted on last week's podcast, a little quick and dirty thing I did with... I didn't even use my... usually use my computer and these microphones, these quality $5 microphones. But I just used a little mic on my iRiver MP3 player, record my friend Danny, the Korean... I guess she's not Korean American. She's not actually a citizen of America. She just has, like, a green card. Yeah. But Rosa...
She was actually born in the States.
Okay, she was born.
And I think both of her parents were fairly young when they moved to the States as well.
Oh, okay. So... let's not talk too much about her because it would be better to get it from the...
Get it straight from the source.
We should keep it sub roast. Is there a joke we can make there?
Probably, but I don't know. Might be a little too Dennis Miller.
I have a bit of a Dennis Miller reference, I think, coming up in English t-shirt finds.
Oh, excellent.
English t-shirt finds. Yeah. But yeah, this week, start of the rainy season.
Yes. Started with a bang of thunder.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't had a really good dump in yet.
Have you? You haven't? I actually took extra shoes and socks to work the other day because I didn't think I would make it there with wearable shoes and socks.
Yeah. Let's leave that for our main topic, because our main topic was Korean Americans teaching in Korea, different experiences, perspectives. I was going to grill Rosa on. all those things. But
all the double standards.
Good and bad and stuff like that. And there's actually in the Korea Times this week, there was a rather good article about it. Not written from like the, a teaching scum perspective, but from like a business person's perspective.
Okay.
You know, sort of a Korean-American transfer to Korea kind of thing. The ups and downs and stuff. But let's leave. So rainy season, we'll leave that to the main topic. Snack of the week, Jennifer. On our little call sheet, I have introductions. Snack of the week, Jennifer's first snack. So you are providing the snack.
I am. It is not. I had two choices, and it is not either of them, because Rosa was excited about the black bean therapy that I was going to bring.
Oh.
So I thought I would save that for when Rosa's actually here.
Okay.
And the other one was, Kahuna Coffee or Kahunaville Coffee or something like that?
Caribou Coffee. Right.
Caribou Coffee, what it's called.
Okay, it's a coffee chain.
Yes, it's a coffee chain.
Okay.
For some reason, at the Family Mart by my school, they now have Caribou Coffee Vanilla Latte... like chewy granola bars.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, and I was like, what a strange and random item. But then I forgot to pick some up, and none of the Family Marts around here actually have them.
Let me change it to Sweet Xenu. there's a bit of a movement on, sort of started on by Penn Radio to take all your if you're kind of a non-God believer, to quit making those reflexive, you know, thank God, you know, sweet Jesus references, and then just switch out for the Scientology devil, you know.
Excellent.
Thank Xenu, you know, sweet Xenu, you know. So I've been trying to, I change it quite regularly in my writing, but yeah, not in my speech. So Caribou Coffee. Now I know there's a Caribou Coffee chain in some parts of America.
I had never heard of it until I came to Korea.
Okay, yeah, I have no idea if it's the same. But I remember in Minnesota, around there, I think there's a Caribou Coffee.
They have caribou there, don't they? So then maybe it's a northern thing?
Maybe. A caribou, I think that's more like farther north.
Oh, Minnesota's way far north.
Well, you know, Jennifer, someone from Louisiana, sure, that's like,
they get snow there. Yeah.
But that's, Canada's just starting there.
Oh, okay.
You got to get a lot of Canada before you actually get to caribou country, I think.
So to you, Minnesota seems like the deep south, and to me, it seems like 1 foot short of the Arctic Circle.
Yes. But yeah. Yeah, Caribou Coffee.
I have to say, it looked like a really not so much tasty item because of
the snack of the week you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. The one, and next week I'll pick some up if they still have them. They only had like a couple of them there.
Okay.
But I'll remember and pick some up so we
okay.
can have it.
So that's not this week's snack
right.
of the week.
Right. So this week's, the actual one, now that okay. I've gone through the two that it's not.
I'm rubbing my hands in anticipation.
There is a new product
okay.
which I'm sure is American
okay.
or, you know, not Korean. Called Soy Joy, which is also some type of bar
okay.
snack item.
Okay.
And I got two flavors. I got the raisin and almond flavor and the chocolate and orange flavor. So you can have your pick.
You know, the chocolate was, I was just about to not even let you complete chocolate and just like call it, you know. But then like, I'm glad I waited for that orange because I don't know, you know, I'm just so kind of fussy about it.
Oh, I love chocolate and orange.
Okay, well, it's been decided.
There you
yeah,
go.
I'll take
All right.
the. This one even sounds healthier. There's no.
Oh, it's got like a big well-being thing on it, so you know it's good for you.
Soy joy. Joy. That's the Korean.
Yeah.
Oh, wow! You can read the Korean for the ingredients. So. Gunpodo. Podo is grape.
Yeah. Oh, mine's got grapes in it too.
And so does that mean raisin?
Butter. Dried grapes. Yeah.
Okay. Almond.
And almond. White sugar, third ingredient. So butter's the second ingredient in mine.
Okay.
White sugar's next.
All right.
A health fest, if there ever was one.
Okay. This is, I think this is Korean. It's from a company called Donga.
Oh, yeah.
Otsuka Co.kr.
That could just be the Korean distributor. If anyone knows, please let us know. Oh, here, you can get mine too.
Okay. I'm just going to take a photo, but I'm going to kind of like...
I'm going to be in the background.
Block out your face, so we'll just kind of get your crowning glory there. So nobody could recognize you on the street in a costume.
Indeed, yeah.
You
know,
how dare you say bad things about
all the fans accosting
people
me.
From Minnesota.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's far north, you know. How they even get cars on the road with all that snow year-round, you know.
I think Minnesotans are rather sensitive to that, you know, ever since Fargo.
Oh, really?
I think they're quite sensitive.
Hey, I'm from Louisiana. People have actually asked me if we have cars or if we have to travel around by boat.
Flush toilets? Do they ask you if you have flush toilets?
No, they just have, like, this assumption that, like... Everything they saw in the movies, like, it's all bayou. We have street people.
I have never seen you come in with a banjo, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so salt, almond, and...
Mine is pretty good.
Raisin joy.
It does not taste at all like orange.
Mm-hmm.
But the raisin flavor does come through a bit. Quite dry.
Yeah, a little dry.
Nothing that a little, you know, cream or custard wouldn't fix. Some well-being cream.
Right. Or whipped cream.
Yeah. I think mine might have nuts in it.
Not unacceptable.
Yeah.
But yeah. Tastes a lot like, this actually now tastes a lot like fruitcake, you know, you get at Christmas time.
Yeah, mine's kind of like fruitcake density, but chocolate flavored. Yeah, I think I'll save the other half for later.
Did they have any nutritional information on the back, like number of calories?
No, yaddy, but yaddy, since... Yaddy. Oh, I'm sorry. The whatever is the first ingredient, I have no idea. But then raisins are second, butter is third, okay. And white sugar is fourth,
well,
and eggs are
good.
Fifth.
That can't be good.
Oranges are sixth, which I can't even taste. And then, like, way down the list is the chocolate. 3%. It does taste quite healthy.
In that it tastes healthy way, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, I guess as we were alluding to earlier, the rainy season has started.
With a bang.
Yeah, hence the reason you're getting another podcast this week, because rain can't put my little birthday hotel plan into action.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But surviving the rainy season. You know, there's that line from Forrest Gump where he's in Vietnam and how,
yeah.
you know, one day it started to rain and it didn't stop for, you know, 3 months or something. And I always think of that. But it's not quite that bad here.
No, and this year it is supposed to be a light rainy season.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
apparently bodes poorly for the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
As in it will be even hotter. Even hotter and muggier than usual.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't had so far where the rain is actually coming through your umbrella rain.
Yeah, where yeah. it just blows up.
Yeah.
Sideways rain.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing you can do not to stay dry. You know, you can't afford, yeah, you can have an umbrella of any size, you can wear a raincoat, and, you know, I even have the water coming through my raincoat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... if you've not actually come here yet, bring Scotch Guard. I always regret not bringing Scotch Guard.
I don't think it would help.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm just lying to myself. But,
yeah, it's pretty drenching sometimes, and there's right. nothing you can do about it.
Man. But two advantages of the rainy season. Three advantages of the rainy season. I get, you know, put down your food if you're listening to the podcast. I'll leave that to point three. Point one, it keeps it cooler, the summer cooler, while there's
briefly,
rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's actually not... Yesterday was kind of hot.
Today's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but
today's
it's,
actually
you
pretty
know,
cool.
No sun and pretty rainy.
Yeah. I mean, recording this July 1.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Canada Day.
Oh.
So, yeah. Happy Canada Day.
Happy birthday, Dad. He's 60 today.
Oh, really? Your
yeah.
dad was born on July 1. Very nice. All right. And, So it keeps things cooler. It's July 1. I've not turned my air conditioning on yet. Just kind of... I'm usually sort of in my apartment at night. Windows open and a couple fans on and stuff like that. Yeah. It hasn't been oppressively hot, you know, for sleeping and stuff like that. And so that's one advantage. It keeps things cool. The other advantage is... it's keeping the fruit flies down. Last couple summers I've had a real bad problem with fruit flies.
Yeah,
I've never noticed them so bad, but this year I decided to get real, you know, proactive, and so I did some research on the internet, found out how to you can build like little fruit fly traps.
Well, you know what? One thing that really helps is as soon as you buy fruits and vegetables,
right,
take
wrap
them
up
straight away and wash them first.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And that washes away out like all the little eggs that you don't see.
Ah.
So then when you like peel them and put the peel in the trash, the
okay.
eggs, the invisible
ah.
eggs aren't there.
Oh, okay, that's a good.
And another trick is if you do not have your freezer full of food,
okay.
then get one of those yellow food trash bags and keep it in the freezer.
Okay, yeah.
And freeze all your food trash until it's full.
Oh, freeze your food trash. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I don't have room for that because my freezer is the size of like a bar fridge.
Oh, okay.
But if you have a regular size refrigerator
okay.
and don't use all of your freezer space,
okay,
just
yeah.
Put all your peelings in the freezer.
I pretty much just, you know, fumigate my trash when, you know, when I throw my banana peels. I always have bananas in the morning. So and fruit flies love the bananas. That's probably pretty much their number one joy in life. Is, you know, besides an extra 3 minutes of life, you know, added onto their single day of life. But, you know, yeah, so I always when I throw my trash in, you know, into the little, you know, under sink bin, and psh, give it a good squirt of bug spray. But my traps, what I discovered is, and this was really effective, just take like a jar, you know, jam jar or tomato sauce jar, and, you know, put your bait, like put your banana peel bait at the bottom, and then cover it with, you know, some plastic wrap or tinfoil, just poke a couple little holes in it. And it's like a lobster trap, you know, they're so stupid, they can go in, but they usually can't figure out how to get out. You know, and do they want to get out?
Right, they'll do the work to find the hole to get in,
yeah,
but then...
Exactly, and that's where they want to be in life, around that banana. So, so you kind of trap them all in there, and it makes killing them really easy instead of chasing them around the apartment with bug spray. So, and I've refined my technique. At first, I would kind of like... and this is probably the French-Canadian side of me, not the German side. You know, I just spray the bug spray into the jar, turn into a little gas chamber, watch them die.
You're cruel.
Yeah. But that changes the smell of the banana peel, and then you have to...
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what I now do is just, put it under running tap water and just fill the jar up with water, give it a good shake. And you got to really give it a good shake, because if you just fill it up with water, they're pretty good at, like, surviving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but if you give it a good shake, you know, then they're kind of in there into the water. Yeah. And that's kind of good for killing them. And then I was trying another system, too, where beer, I guess they're really attracted to beer. So, because of the fermentation.
Yeah.
But again, they're so stupid, they'll go right into the beer.
Yeah.
And because the beer is viscous, they go in and they can't get out.
Yeah. Jam works, too.
Jam? Oh, okay.
So if you get those, like, not really edible packs of jam from, like,
right.
KFC or whatever, then just put that in the bottom of a jar as well.
Okay.
See? Good use for stuff that would otherwise be trash.
But the one downside about the jars full of beer, because I have one near my living room window, one kind of near my microwave, and one in the bathroom.
Well, you really do have a problem.
Yeah. And the one in the bathroom in particular, it just looks like I'm saving my own urine, you know? Because it's a rich golden, you know, Korean beer, you know? So it's a...
Way to, attract the lady friends.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, if I have anybody over, then I would have to warn them about it. I'm not... Because, come
right.
on, of all the people you knew... Who would you finger as maybe the guy who's saving his own urine? Carl. You know what I mean? So yeah, I got to take extra steps, you know? I'm not saving my own urine. It's just,
sure.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, and the third thing is the rain, and this is the part where you should put your hamburger down. Wasn't the thing about the urine. It washes away the vomit and the lung butter.
It is.
Yeah.
The smell here, the smell of summer, can be somewhat strong at times.
Yeah.
And the rain does tend to wash a lot of it away.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's a good thing for the rainy season. But what are some of your rainy season survival tips? Bringing extra clothes to school, that's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, keep a dry pair of socks at school for
right,
sure.
Right, right.
Because this is like the one time of year that I wish I had a car.
Okay.
Because then I could like drive door to door. Also shoes that are water repellent.
Okay.
You know, if you really don't care if people see you wearing Wellingtons, then,
okay.
you know, it might not be a bad idea.
Wellies, as they call them.
Yeah. Galoshes, as we call them at home.
Okay.
I don't actually have a pair, because I don't think they're very comfortable to wear. But, you know, whatever. To each his own.
Right.
Other stuff doesn't really work. Korean rain defies every law of physics known to man.
Yeah.
In that it doesn't fall from sky to ground. It moves around in ways that defy logic.
Right.
So you'll still get soaked no matter what.
Because they got GPS.
Yeah.
It's just, it's all
right.
GPS that rain. It just, it knows.
Yeah. It can like turn up once it's past the umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll get wet. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's hopeless to try to stay dry here.
Yeah.
In
and wear, you know, wear stuff that will dry pretty painlessly. Like, don't wear something that'll be, like, stuck to your body uncomfortably for a couple of hours.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is that you, like, you go to, like, the washrooms, the hand dryers, they're always set for blow cold air. So don't even think you can use the hand dryer stuff.
Yeah, no.
To sort of dry out a little bit. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, and I would also suggest not wearing clothes that will look like you were just in a wet t-shirt contest either, you know, unless that's the image you want to portray to your students.
Right, okay, yeah, so watch the white and stuff like that during rainy season.
Oh, and new jeans. I made that mistake last year. I wore some jeans that I had just bought.
Did your skin turn blue?
My skin, my shirt, my underwear, my socks, and my shoes. My shoes were dyed blue.
All right.
By the runoff from my jeans.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing I do is I always save my my umbrella condom.
I do, too, because they don't always have them everywhere I
go. Exactly. But when you get on the subway with, like, your wet umbrella, you know, then pull out your umbrella condom from Starbucks or whatever and use it, so... So,
that's what I do, and it sort of makes me mad that other people don't have that kind of forethought.
Yeah.
And in fact, just throw them on the ground as they walk out of a building. Yeah.
But definitely when you get home, remove your umbrella from the umbrella condom.
And open it.
Yeah, because it'll stink.
It'll stink and it rusts in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
If you let it sit in there for more than, you know, a minute and a half, you've got rust. Yeah.
Upside is umbrellas are cheap here. So.
Yeah, and available anywhere. And I mean anywhere.
Yeah. Sometimes I always feel bad if I see, like, a old person or a, you know, school kid without their umbrella, and I just feel like just giving them my umbrella, like, giving them... Sometimes I'll have two, like, I'll have my little portable, and then I'll have my, my long arm, my,
Your long golf umbrella.
Yeah, my rainy season umbrella, which is useless anyways, but, you know, all right, rainy season.
The bad thing about the rainy season is all of my kids are getting sick, which means they're passing their germs lovingly on to all of the teachers. So if you hear me, you know, politely clearing the phlegm out of my throat during the show, that's what it is. A student who assured me it was allergies.
Oh.
And then a week later, I have the exact same sound and look that she had. It's a tad suspicious.
Oh, man. Speak about... medicine. You had a visit to the dentist this week?
No, I could not go because I got a cold, and I did not want to be a, you know, disease vector.
No,
seeing as dentists don't have the same glove love that dentists at home have.
Gloves and masks. Yeah,
they're not really that into them.
Okay, all right. What happened to your teeth?
Last Saturday, I was eating some hummus, which, you know, has a consistency of baby food.
Sure, yeah.
And I heard a crunch.
Uh-oh.
And I realized after I ate that part of a molar had come out.
Okay.
Which fortunately doesn't hurt because I'm working like 12-hour days right now,
okay.
So I can't go during the week. And then I got a cold, so I couldn't go yesterday.
Okay.
So now it'll be next weekend before I can go. So if it was hurting, I'd be a pretty unpleasant person to be around.
Okay.
But it made me take a good look in the mirror at my teeth because I was trying to see the damage.
Okay.
But it's like my back top tooth, so I can't actually see it in the mirror.
Okay.
Because I have like really dim lighting in my bathroom.
All right.
And I did see a bunch of other stuff in my mouth, which shouldn't be there. So, shall we say, I've got really bad teeth and... So I hate going to the dentist because I always act like I just don't brush my teeth.
Right. Recall, we have not told you to pick up your hamburger again. So.
Yeah, but I was talking to someone at work, and she got some implants done, which I think, I mean, at the very least, I'll need it for that one tooth, but possibly two more because they look pretty bad. 3,000 apiece, 3 million won each. And,
okay.
Last time I went to the dentist here, I got a root canal for 30,000 won.
Yeah, I thought it would be kind of cheaper, but...
Yeah, but no, only the stuff that's covered by the national health care is
cheap.
Oh,
okay.
Everything else is like a total free-for-all.
Wow.
And so the stuff that's covered is like gold fillings.
Okay.
And root canals and probably like the extraction of the bad tooth.
All right.
But the stuff that I would want done is like not to have like a snaggle mouth, you know. So to get implants to replace the really bad ones. And then I got some bad-looking spots on the back of my lower front teeth also. Okay. And I'm not ready for the granny grill, you know? You know what I'm talking about, like the little rim of gold at the bottom of the teeth. Uh-huh. So we'll see. Hopefully that's just bad-looking spots that's not actually cavities, but knowing my teeth, I'm sure it is. Right. So at the moment, I'm hoping to get out of the dentist for less than 10 million won, but okay. Not holding my breath.
It's $10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, some medical things here are amazingly cheap.
Amazingly cheap.
Yeah. But then it was like, I went to the doctor, and then, you know, chest x-ray was like $30.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like a cholesterol blood test was like $200.
Oh. Well, because it's stuff that's covered is cheaper than dirt, and stuff that's not covered, they make their profit on that.
Wow. But I'm just thinking, like, I stopped getting blood cholesterol tests because I'm like,
I don't want to know.
It's not, not that my cholesterol is bad, but I'm like, even if it said bad, am I going to change my diet? I don't know. So I'll worry about it when I go back to Canada and that's actually all free. So.
Yeah.
All right.
I will say overall, national healthcare in Korea is awesome, and it really makes me think America sucks that we don't have it, even though, like, stuff that I would now like the dentist to have covered is not going to be.
You're going to be a big fan of Michael Moore's Sicko when it comes to Korea. You'll be the first one at the movie theater to watch that, yeah.
Yeah, even though I think he can be somewhat manipulative in the way he edits his stuff, but I still love him.
All right.
I hate myself and I want to die. English T-shirt finds.
English T-shirt finds. I saw one of those stick-to-itiveness, but a driver. And I took pictures. I don't know if the pictures really tell the story very well. But Myeongdong, and it was one of those narrow little roads.
Yeah.
You know, the guy decides he's going to drive down.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and but then there's kind of like one of those blue bongo trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be here to know that, what we're talking about. One of those blue bongo trucks, and it was kind of parked, you know, but blocking that, blocking the street.
Yeah, because he has an important delivery to make. Come on.
Exactly. So the, you know, the stick-to-itiveness driver, you know, kind of like honk. Honk.
Yeah.
Honk.
In case you're within hearing range, please come and move your car that you've illegally parked.
Exactly. So, you know, he gets out of his car, he's looking around, he gets back in his car, honk, honk. He does this for about a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, 8 more minutes than I would have put up with before putting it into reverse, you know.
Yeah, just, you know, going to the next alley to drive down.
Exactly. It's not at all. I'll try to see if. Look at those photos and see if they tell a coherent story and slap that up. Have you found any actual T-shirt finds this week?
I found one. I saw it on the subway. It said, "No insane."
No insane.
And it had a picture that seemed to be some sort of love triangle, cartoony picture on it. So I don't know if it was...
Okay.
Like, I'm not insane, or insane need not apply, or, you know, okay. I'm really not sure what it was going for. But I got you a little birthday present, belated.
Oh, really? Okay.
This combines two English of your teacher. Loves.
Oh, okay. All right.
English and coffee.
Ah.
And I want you to please appreciate the beautiful wrapping that
the,
went
the
into
Burberry,
it.
The Burberry.
Oh, no, it gets better.
Oh, sorry. We got the little Burberry bag.
Yeah, open it up for the even better wrapping.
Oh.
Yes. Newspaper.
Okay, good. Yes, sorry. In Korean. All right. Okay, we got a coffee mug. Okay. Dog is good boy. It is God friend with Pope Lane my heat forever. Dog. And then it looks like it's the dog looks kind of like a mouse.
Yeah.
And with a bone. So, okay, now you know it's in fact a dog. And it seems to be surrounded by its own feces.
Well, you know, gotta love the dong.
Okay.
Were there like three misspellings on there? I saw that and thought of you.
At least.
Yeah, not to mention that it makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, although, I mean, they might have just spelled dog wrong. Just got the, you know, the D and the G and the God. Oh, and we got another mug. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Happy wildness men. Good. Good. We are happy men. We love ourselves. We love nature. We live together. We love freedom. We are mightiness. We are bravery. The only thing we want is to go along with the men we love and binge together. Live up together. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what did you find?
Oh, well, actually, you know, on the theme of that, you know, just that avalanche of just weird English, I did find this kind of a happy come on. A happy come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced a happy come on?
I have.
Oh, okay. All right, then. That's good.
In a bar late at night.
Oh, okay. After how many beers?
Many.
Many. Okay, you're right. Yes, okay.
It may have been quarter drink tonight.
And so it says, yeah, happy come on, special
memo, please.
special memo fles. And then we'll go to the sea. All right. Prevail. Make you feel comfortable. The new fashion life. It's what you want. Feel cool. Do you feel cool? Oh, and then there's
I would feel so cool.
And there's like the times table on the back.
Oh, indeed there is.
Yeah, a little times table matrix.
But it's like so small and blurry that...
Yeah, that you can barely make
it. Yeah, you'd need a magnifying glass to read it.
Yeah. But I use this as my sunglass case, yeah. Because I got one of those sunglass cases, but it's huge, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you throw it in your pocket, it just looks like... I don't know what it looks like, but it doesn't look attractive, I think. This big thing, you know, running down the front of your leg.
Perhaps inappropriate for a man to sport.
Yes. So, all right. But English t-shirt finds. One of my students, one of my girls, she had a t-shirt, and it said, boys are stupid, throw rocks at them.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I took a picture, and... So me and the English teacher, Korean English teacher, Mia, we tried to figure out, do you know exactly what that t-shirt means? Jessica, her name's Jessica. And so we're trying to break it down word for word. You know what a boy is?
Yeah.
Stupid, do you know what stupid is? No. Okay, you know, like,
oh, wow.
Babo. Babo. Ah, throw, you know throw, danjida, right? You know, rocks, you know rocks, yeah. At them. Oh, she kind of puts it together, but I was surprised because she's like she's my punk rocker, Jessica. She plays drums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's about 11 years old, and when she started, she was like this little sickly girl, and, you know, all the boys would make fun of her, call her squid and things like that. And
that's nice.
Yeah, but, you know, talking to her, I discover she takes drumming lessons. And so I'd always be really excited every time she's in class. Oh, Jessica, how are your drum lessons? And, oh, that's great, drum lessons. And I'm like, you should form an all-girl punk band. And I told her, call it Jessica and the Ajuma 5. Maybe, you know, point to 5 random girls. She can be one Ajuma, she can be another Ajuma, she can be another Ajuma. So, yeah. So now Jennifer's beginning to kind of adopt the punk rock attitude,
yeah.
You know. She's no longer this little sickly kind of... girl the boys call squid. Now she's kind of, she's got attitude. She comes in and she demands her cookies from me. Things like that, yeah.
Oh, you created a monster.
Well, I think girls gotta have balls in this nation, you know, so yeah.
But that'd be really funny if she did, you know, like the Bubble Sisters had their blackface. They could all like have the Ajuma square clothes as their uniforms.
You're the second person in as many days to mention the Bubble Sisters. That was like, that was kind of 2003.
Yeah.
I think that was just right.
Crazy.
Before my time, yeah.
Oh, did you never saw them?
No. I googled and found out.
They wore blackface,
yes.
With Afro wigs,
yeah.
And they would wear pajamas/muumuus and slippers,
right.
On stage.
Aunt Jemima curls.
Yeah,
and,
like,
yeah.
Really just went all out to be as completely offensive as possible. And I don't think they got it at all.
Yeah, why are people offended by this?
Yeah, you know why, what I mean? Would somebody not like this?
Exactly.
It's our creative expression.
Man. Well, another one I saw, a t-shirt. It said, Rebel Yell for Health. Now, as far as I understand Rebel Yell, it's a cheap hooch.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. Rebel Yell. I think it's kind of a cheap whiskey or
kind
something like that.
Kind of a Night Train type of
exactly.
beverage.
Night Train, Thunderbird. What's the word? Thunderbird. What's the price? How does that thing go? What's the word? Thunderbird.
We actually don't have Thunderbird ads where I live.
I think that's more of a Michigan thing. Okay. I just remember when I was a kid watching all the Thunderbird ads on Detroit television.
Oh my God, they actually had ads for it on TV.
Yeah.
Like someone who drinks Thunderbird has a TV. Come on.
Yeah, this is before they remove hard liquor ads from the television. But it was a total Shaft thing. Like, you know,
what's the
word? Thunderbird. What's the price? You know, 50 cents twice, you know, something like that. It was like, you know, $2 fortified hooch or something like that. Yeah, but they had a catchy little jingle, and I'm sure made a lot of teenage alcoholics, you know, bum wine fans. And,
man. I once worked at a store that sold it, and I just kept waiting for someone to come in and buy some so I could see who bought
Thunderbird. Oh, wow. But nobody did.
No, but we did have a woman who would make me really angry because I was in college, and up until then I had thought that welfare was a really awesome system to help the downtrodden.
Okay.
But I was working two jobs to put myself through school.
All right.
And this woman, I would work an 8-hour shift, and she would come in three times.
Okay.
And each time she would buy a 25-cent bag of chips with her food stamp.
Right.
Because you can get change back. You just can't get bill change back. You get bills back and food stamps.
Okay.
And so she would do that twice.
Okay.
Because you can have like two separate purchases in one visit.
Right.
And so then she'd have $1.50 cash, which was our cheapest six-pack.
Okay.
And she would do that three times a day, every day that I worked there. And I would just be like, it would just make a little bit of steam come out of my ears.
Do you remember, were you in America when George Bush gave us the tax refund?
No, but I heard about it.
All right, yeah. It was just a little, everybody got some little cash back or something.
Yeah, and the richer you were, the bigger the little something was.
Yeah, hoping to sort of stimulate the economy. But I think I upgraded my computer with that money or something. And the Japanese tried a similar desperate measure back during their darkest days, where they just sort of gave everybody money, you know.
Yeah.
And but the Japanese being, you know, just hardcore savers, they just all put it in the bank, and it just never went out into the economy. You know, they're hoping to prime the economic pump kind of idea, which I just think is economically unsound in the beginning. But anyway, so... So then what they did is they issued, like, vouchers.
I was going to say, they should have just gone with gift certificates.
Yeah, but with the rule that you had to spend it full value. Like, you couldn't, like, take a $100 voucher, buy a pack of gum, and get, you know, either the change back. Because that's exactly what they would do. So,
yeah.
Oh, desperate measures. But you know, but there's some weird tax refund here for consumption.
Is there?
Yeah, have you ever seen your Korean friends? They usually have these little cards that whenever they buy something, like go to restaurants.
You don't mean like cash back cards?
Yeah, like a cash back card, but it's
for taxes?
It's for tax purposes, yeah. You get a tax refund. Like anything you buy, like food, clothing, entertainment, you know, services and things, then you can write that off your taxes. I guess it's just to kind of promote consumption. You know,
like Korea needs help with that.
Yeah, it's just sort of, you know, go out, spend money. Don't save your money, spend it, and you'll realize a tax benefit at the end of the year.
Yeah, and if you use your credit card, more is the better.
Yeah.
And if you got the credit card when you really should not have, because the lenders will give them to anybody, so much the better.
Yeah, that was a real disaster, man.
Yeah. Korea, it went from like having no credit cards to being like right where the States is, where they're like calling broke college students, do you want a credit card?
Yeah.
I can approve you over the phone.
I remember where, when I came here in the year 2000, I remember taking a Korean friend out for dinner, because you're a tourist, you know, so I used my credit card, and she was all like, don't you have any money?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but, you know, I'd rather just keep my cash for things out there, you know, and use my credit card for things I can use my credit card for. Yeah, and so I was really surprised when I sort of came back to find out how suddenly, within the space of 2 or 3 years, the explosion in credit cards.
Yeah, like using credit cards for every single thing, like Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, movie tickets and stuff. Yeah, when I came in 98, in Chunju, there was one place where you could use a credit card, and that was the Core Hotel.
Oh, okay.
And now, yeah, like, you can use them at Family Mart for a pack of gum. Right, and people do.
Yeah.
Which makes me just a little bit insane.
What wanted me to throttle people was in Seattle, where people would write checks at Starbucks for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really surprised how many places honored checks in Seattle.
Oh, every place takes checks at home.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Because they've got like a little electronic thing that it swipes it, just like a credit card, so it's automatically approved.
All right, yeah. Probably not the case in Canada. So yeah, checks are like, maybe you're even lucky if your mechanic takes a check, you know, these days. That's got to be a very trusted relationship, I think, with checks and stuff like that, yeah. Man.
Yeah. That's one thing that bothers me is the 5-item and underline. You can still use your credit card.
Okay.
At home, like, the 5-item and underline is also cash only. Because part of it is the speediness of the transaction.
Exactly. Well, here they have credit card only lines at, like, Lotte Mart. You gotta be able to sort of read the, you know, the creed, and because it's tied to, and realize that that's a credit card only line. But, you know, I'm paying cash for my groceries. So, God forbid you get in that line by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what makes me mad is when I get in a line and they tell me I'm in the wrong line.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes I've gotten in, like, the women with children line by accident.
Oh, but there's a woman with children?
There is, which I think is a great idea. But until I accidentally get in it and wait for, like, 20 minutes and then I'm in the wrong line because I've only got 3 cashiers working.
Okay.
You know, but I digress. I've completely forgotten my point.
Don't get in the wrong line here.
Don't get in the wrong line. that's my point.
There are more. There are more weird lines in Korea than.
than there are in the States.
Yeah. Another English T-shirt find. I found these great little notebooks.
Notebooks are the best for the crazy English.
Yeah. And I brought it into work to take a photo of. And but my students, a couple of my students immediately saw them. And they're like, teacher, give me teacher. So I'm like, well, okay. So I made them sort of hold, so I can take a picture of the notebooks. Made them hold the notebooks. And then I took the pictures of the notebooks just for the website. And then I'm like, okay, you can keep the notebooks. And they're like, really, Jinja? Yeah, you can keep them.
and then they tell every other student who's like, where's my notebook?
I got a lot of students to understand that, shh, tell nobody.
See, I tell my students that and they pretend they understand, but they think it actually means tell everybody as quickly as possible and brag.
But these notebooks have like kind of like a UFO on them, classic kind of, I don't know, Billy Meyer. There's a Dennis Miller-ish reference. Billy Meyer UFOs with cows, and the cows are kind of being sucked up into the UFO, and the notebooks say something like, please aliens, leave our cows alone, we need our milk. So I'm like, oh, that's cute. So yeah, so I'll post that up. We did get a listener submission, user submission, a listener submission, I don't have it on me, but just a weird conglomeration of words, you know, on a student's T-shirt with some eyeglasses or something. But I think maybe it's one of his students or something. She's got boobs, so I don't know about boobs. My students are all very flat-chested, so you know I can take their pictures, the photos of their T-shirts and stuff like that. So I don't know if I'll put that up. Maybe it's a little too racy. But then if I just claim this is a 24-year-old woman, that's fine then.
Okay, yeah. As long as she's not underage.
Well, I guess he never did imply if it was like a student as in like high school, but maybe meant student, like adult student.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's an adult student. I'll be violating no laws.
I don't know. I've got a pretty chesty young student who's in fifth grade.
Man.
So she's in my new morning class.
Jack got a little comment there. I'll leave for Korean kids do the darndest things, but yeah, we'll come back to that. But and then there was one restaurant near me, like a chicken restaurant, and their slogan is the Holy Chicken Empire.
Yes.
Like the Holy Roman Empire, the Holy Chicken Empire, you know.
That and, makes me want to go there.
And I've been working like hell to find like a Charlemagne pun.
Chicken with their own Charlemagne.
I don't know. But yeah, nothing. I've been thinking about it for 2 days. What's a good Charlemagne pun for the Holy Chicken Empire? But
I don't know, but I love that.
Yeah, someone's
Holy
been...
Holy Chicken Empire. And they should have a picture of a chicken with like the big Pope hat on it.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be kind of cool.
Just to complete the sort of sacrilegious theme they've got going there. Hope says our chicken's the best.
Who was Barbarossa? Wasn't he? Was he one of the Holy Roman emperors? Barbarossa, German guy. Oh, with the Umberto Eco book.
Name of the Rose?
Not Name of the Rose.
Pendulum, what? Something or other.
Not Foucault's Pendulum. Bandolino or Bandolino. Yeah, I think part of that book is about one of the Holy Roman emperors, not Charlemagne, not the first one, but one of the later ones or something. Barbarossa, red beard, barber, like barba, beard, rosa, red, rosa, your friend, red, you should call her red. There you go.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd like that.
All right.
Korean kids do the darndest things.
Korean kids do the darndest things. Kind of referencing the previous section. I had one student, and she had a little bit of attitude, you know. Like, she didn't like boys. And any time a new boy came into class, he would just be thrashed verbally by her.
Okay.
You know. And I warned her about this new boy. Oh, God, what was her name? Let's call her Betty. And I'm like, you know, okay, I'm like, Betty, this new boy is going to be coming to class. I want you to be very nice to him, okay? You can't be mean to the boys because they don't like it and they don't know how to handle it. I used to have these boys, like, come during the break and they would kind of like whimpering dogs, like, cower behind me, you know? And they'd be like, what's wrong? Betty, teacher Betty, she's crazy. You know, she would just attack them in the halls like like a feral cat or something. So Betty's like, okay, teacher, I will welcome him. And then so I walk into class and she's drawn like a pig's head on a spit being roasted over a fire with like, you know, welcome David or something, you know. okay, Betty, that's not kind of the nice I was talking about. Yeah. So, you know, when I kind of get a little girl with attitude, like, I like to kind of press them, you know, like, kind of break their spirit, you know.
And breaking a student's spirit really puts a joy in my life.
Yeah, try to break her spirit. So a couple of the other girls in class, they notice I'm giving her more attention, you know, than the other students, because I'm trying to break her spirit. And this one girl's like, you know, teacher, you love Betty. So I'm like, well, I'm like, yes, I do love Betty. But I mean to follow with, like, I love all my students, you know, equally. And then this other girl said, it's like, teacher, you are an adult. Betty is a child. That is a crime.
Excellent.
I'm like, you didn't let me finish my line, you know.
I love all my students, but not like a pedophile.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Yeah, your kids do anything cute this week?
No.
No?
It's been a pretty cute free week. Actually, one of my students did something that made me mad.
What?
I have this cold, and
okay.
my nose was running fairly faucet-esque.
Okay.
And I used all of my tissue in class. And so I made, like, I dove from my purse to get my secret stash out of my purse that I don't share with my students. And I have a pretty full purse, so I was having to, like, really dig around to find the tissue. But one student was, like, so excited to see my purse open that he jumped out of his desk and, like, stuck his head in my purse.
Wow.
And so, like, while I'm trying to, like, get his head out of the way, my nose actually, like, ran down my face and onto my shirt.
Oh, jeez.
So, I had snot on my shirt for the rest of the day. Okay. So, I was...
We still have not told you to pick up that hamburger.
So, I was not pleased with his curious nature.
Right. That's what you gotta do, like, you know, you're like your old grandmother, like, just keep all your used Kleenex in your purse. So when the kid reaches in there, you can, yeah. Because, like, you know, like, my little handkerchief, you know, like, that really is, keeps them in line. Like,
yeah.
I pull out my handkerchief and I demonstrate, this is what my handkerchief is. I blow my nose in this. Now sit down before I touch you with it.
Right.
Yeah, boom. They're in their seats. Man. But you ever do the, like, you know, you get your students to repeat after you. Repeat after me, da da hey, and then, you know, you get them to repeat things.
Yeah.
But they always think it's funny when it's like then they repeat everything after what's supposed to be repeated. Like, okay, turn to page 3. Okay, turn to page 3. Yes, yes. You can stop repeating. You can stop repeating. So they just keep repeating what you're repeating.
Yeah, I've got some students who just spontaneously do that.
Yeah. My way around that is, like, I'll then, like, okay, well, and sort of lead them into the trap. Close the pincer, you know, and where I'm like, teacher, can I kiss the girls? Can I kiss the... <You know? laughs> teacher, give me more homework. Give me... And that tends to shut them up then, so...
Tip for the week.
But, you know, my one class I was teaching verbs, getting to just write simple subject, verb, object sentences.
Yeah.
Always a chore. Kids have been studying English for 5 years.
Right, and the lack of ability to, you know, just change one noun to a different noun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I got to have, like, call them X words. Pen, pencil, pencil case, desk.
Yeah.
You know, eat, play.
Yeah.
Just stop using those words.
Right.
But and these kids have dictionaries now, so
ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of mine don't.
I know.
Their parents will pay obscene amounts of money for them to go to class, buy them, you know, our textbooks are like something crazy, like $100 a piece, because we use the actual American textbooks, and they won't spring, you know, $20 for a dictionary.
Yeah. And yeah, they seem surprised. Yeah, you know, why would you need a dictionary when you're learning a language?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. So you know, so this one verb list, it had kind of violent verbs like kill and fight and hit. And so, I'm going through the class, you know, what's your sentence? And this one boy, every sentence was, you know, I hit my father, I killed my father, I fought my father.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, you okay there, Jason? I am angry at my father.
Really?
I can kind of sense that, yeah. But then there was verb began. Pretty much got to use began with another verb. You know, I began to eat the cake, you know. That you can use it with a, you know, I began. Can you use it with a
I began noun? School.
I began school.
I began work.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so there are some nouns, but...
But generally,
yeah,
it needs another verb after.
Yeah, so I'm sort of teaching them how to use it with another verb. So, you know, I began to, you know, so I began to eat the cake. And I've got 3 classes, same lesson, and every single class, one student came up with the sentence, I began to kill the dog.
Nice.
Yeah. Just like
motion tongue for dinner.
Yeah, I know. More of that, like, is this self-parody, cultural parody, or do you really want to kill dogs? Want to eat dogs? I don't know. I'll never know.
Man.
But this is kind of a sad thing I found on a friend's blog. I'm going to just read the paragraph. She writes, she's Korean, and she writes, I see so many stressed out kids that I worry that they'll have a lot of bottled up inner rage that's going to explode when they hit puberty. I saw a kid crying in frustration waiting for a Hagwon bus, mumbling, I want to sleep, I want to sleep. He's probably being shipped around to a gazillion Hagwons all day. He looked about 8. It bugged the crap out of me. I don't know, yeah. Not quite, but one of those darndest things. Kind of sad.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of think twice about where I pour cold ice water on the heads of kids sleeping in my class. But maybe I should let them sleep. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that was one of the first thing I noticed about my students when I first came to Korea, was that they cry so much more easily than American kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of it is they're so sleep deprived. I know when I'm really sleep deprived, I'm more likely to want to cry.
Emotions in flux.
You know? Yeah, and they've got so much stress on them. You know, my students will be like, you know, please, you know, if I don't get a 98 on this test, my mom's going to hit me.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Hagwon test. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, or students that'll ask. I had one student that would ask to get his test back the next day.
All right.
So he could eat a big meal first. Because he couldn't eat after.
Right.
If he got a bad test score.
Wow.
But the sad thing was, he always got bad test scores because he never did his homework and he never studied.
Yeah.
You know, so the desired effect was, you know, obviously not working.
No. I hear that's a big problem when you're sort of teaching at the university level. The grade begging at the university level is just beyond the pale. I mean,
and it's such a crazy system that the schools curve. Like, the teachers are required to curve their grades. So grade begging is pretty useless compared to in the States, you know, where the teachers can give grades according to ability and performance.
Yeah. But I mean, especially the Korean university system, it's kind of, you know, once you're in, you're in. You got to do something really awful, like, you know, hit on a Japanese TV celebrity to get drummed out of school, you know.
Yeah, I don't think plagiarism will get you out. That's just called
working.
Using your creativity.
Did you catch that in the news about the there's that foreign women talking TV program?
Yeah.
And one of the women is a Japanese student or something, and she was complaining about how, you know, she called him her professor, but then the university quickly responded, he's an English instructor.
Oh, okay.
Right. He is not a professor. Sort of hitting on her or something like that. Like,
oh,
you know,
nice. Very professional.
Yeah. If you sleep with me, I will give you a full letter grade, you know, upgrade or something. And
oh, my God.
Something along those lines. But I just like the news article because you always get, you know, like the English instructors at the university level who let themselves be fooled by the professor honorific title.
Yeah.
And they begin to think of themselves as real professors.
Yeah.
You know, and are, you know, how come we're not invited to the faculty, you know?
Yeah, here's a hint. If you're really a professor, you don't have an E2 visa.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're really a professor, you can get tenure at some point.
Exactly. You do research.
Yeah.
You publish. And if you're not researching and publishing, they're asking you why you're not doing that, and they're firing you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just because you have a little business card that says professor, exactly. Yeah, real professors are not on E2 visas. There's another visa.
It's E1s, I think.
Yeah. So, but I like to sort of rub that in the face of the university professors on the teacher message board who get kind of uppity and think they're being discriminated against because, you know, they're not invited to faculty dinners and faculty events. And
who would want to go to those anyway?
I don't know.
I'm just not a fan of mandatory fun at all.
Yeah.
You know. You want to praise me, give me an extra day off, give me a raise, you know, close school for the day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we have a monthly dinner.
Really?
Which, I mean, it's pleasant enough because I like all the people I work with.
Right.
But, you know, I just assume not. You know, I'm not a very social person. You know, I don't like choose to spend time with people, generally speaking. So, yeah. You know, yeah. Whatever.
I enjoy my alone time.
Yeah.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity. I don't know much about the school, but I thought the ad was kind of well written and lays everything out well. The Global Kids International, www.gkis.co.kr. So they're looking for teachers July and August. So July now, so you got maybe some time. They're near
Olympic Park.
Yeah, the Olympic Park,
which is a very nice area.
Yeah,
very pretty, lots of green.
Yes,
very. And nice. The crazy church.
Which one? The Jesus people? The Mother of God?
No. The church itself is not crazy. The building is crazy.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
It's either the main Presbyterian or the main Methodist church. I forget which.
Is that the one that looks like this kind of weird gothic
It
glass?
Is a... Yes. It is a steel and glass gothic cathedral.
Yeah. Right. I've seen that. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll have to then give me impetus to go there maybe and take some pictures of that. Wow. All right, yeah, you're right. Crazy church. That's where I saw a truck, like some sort of crane or something, like a construction truck called the Putzmeister. Like putz, like, you know, the Yiddish word for a woman's body part, I think. Or maybe I know it was a man's body part. And, yeah, the Putzmeister. But yeah, that's a really nice place. There's actually a Starbucks now in the Olympic Park.
Well, because you wouldn't want to have to like go to the edge of it to get to Starbucks.
Yeah, there's a Burger King at the edge of it too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe it's on the Pink Line.
It is on the Pink Line,
which is a line to nowhere, really.
But it's only one stop from Chumshill, which is also the green line.
Yeah, line number two.
So you're only one stop away from a line to civilization.
Yes. All right. Let's see. And well, what I liked about this ad is. You will work basically 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay, but
it doesn't say which 30 hours at all.
Yeah. Was it Monday through Friday only? There is no Saturday school at GKI. All right. Now you would have to be a fool to sign a contract saying, you know, you will work Saturday, unless you're a masochist. You don't work Saturday.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. And my school, that they know that is my. Screw you, I'm going home. You know, I will not work Saturday, right? You know, so, but even to the point where they're like completely paranoid about it, like, you know, like my head teacher, she had to go take her, you know, father to the hospital, you know, on a Saturday, and she's just trying to figure out how to get me to maybe fill in for her on Saturday, maybe if she takes two of my days. And I'm like, she's a really nice woman. And I'm like, don't.
Right.
Look, I don't mind. I'll work on Saturday for you. Do not worry about it, you know.
Yeah.
But
there's a difference between covering and you know, a permanent situation.
Yeah. I gotta love them for that. But the thing I hate is the Korean teachers have to work Saturday at my school. And I just, that makes me feel uncomfortable, that notion that, you know, I don't like the special treatment, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I need some special treatment, but...
But you're special.
But of course, yes. But I don't want really dead, obvious, you know, special treatment.
Like it's like one more nail in the coffin.
Exactly.
Of why to hate the white guy.
Exactly. You know, there's a good reason why maybe they provide my apartment, but there should, you know, in the Korean mind, there maybe is not a good reason why I'm not working there Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing, right?
Or why you only have to be there when you're actually teaching, why you don't have to be there 18 hours early just to sit there and look nice.
Yes, exactly. So I thought that was great because then there's not that survivor guilt, you know, that I at least carry around with me every Saturday.
Yeah.
My life isn't happy when I got so much guilt. It's that World War II thing, you know.
Yeah.
I feel I sometimes feel bad about that. Like I there's something I did, you know.
No, oh, man.
And pay is good.
Pay is good. 2.3, 2.7. And depending on teaching schedule, experience, and qualification.
Which hints that there might be a crappy teaching schedule.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I know, I think Poly has quite a different pay scale if you work a split shift than if you work a solid block.
But this is teaching elementary, kindergarten, elementary. So I can't see them having
it. Maybe if you teach kindergarten, you get 2.7, and if you only teach elementary, you get 2.3.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. But then they stress here, too. Apartment. Private apartment. No roommate. Furnished with air conditioning. Well, they spelled air conditioning on. With air conditioned, comma, cable TV, VCR, refrigerator, telephone, washing machine, and many extras. So, yeah.
That'd be the dishes the previous teacher left behind, presumably.
Yeah. They do say no, they only want American or Canadian teachers. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, could be good. Could be good. Oh, then they have a little teacher testimonial from a teacher named Heather who's been working there for 2.5 years. So, yeah, I don't know. But if they get, she even provides her email. You could email her, but I maybe would want the email of another teacher too, just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their plant.
Yeah, that's how I got hired. A teacher for Chunju, a teacher was doing the hiring, and she assured me like how great the job was and how easy it was because you had training and a co-teacher in the classroom with you at all times. All
right.
And that sounded really good to me as someone with no experience.
Okay.
So I took the job and found out that my training was being asked, what are your plans for class today? And while the teacher went to go get herself some coffee and have a break because the foreigner was there.
Right, yeah.
And the girl did it, actually, so she could leave her contract early and still get her bonus.
Ooh, okay. Oh, there you go.
So I was her replacement, so she could leave early.
Yeah.
And in fact, this was after she had told them that she had to go back to Canada to get chemo. They were only going to give her, and this is like, I don't know, less than 2 months before the end of her contract.
All right.
They were only going to give her the bonus and plane ticket if she found her own replacement.
Oh, okay.
So these were some superstars I was working for. and she gave them a very glowing review.
Wow.
So, word to the wise, there are plenty of shills out there.
All right. Okay, that's our show. I did see John on Friday.
How is John?
He's good. He's actually officially shipping out on Tuesday.
So he could have been here the past couple of weeks.
Well, you know, he's got a lot of things to sort of put right. And
sure.
That sort of stuff. Yeah. But
packing, whatever.
Yeah. I emailed him and said, you know, let me buy you a McDonald's breakfast before you head out. And he sort of emailed me back. He's like, yeah, that'd be good, but you know, I like to eat a lot of McDonald's breakfast. Like, he seemed kind of worried that maybe, like, he would bust the bank. And I'm just like, John, you know, it's McDonald's.
McDonald's,
what,
right.
You're going to cost me and McDonald's Korea, no less. You know, like,
yeah.
You're going to cost me $8, John, at McDonald's, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, so it turned out we both got the same thing, ordered the same thing, the sausage egg McMuffin set, and then the hotcakes set. So, yeah.
Wild men.
I know.
So, you know, you might as well have just gone to Suji's for brunch.
Yeah, it's a pricey little place. Oh, check it out. I thought they didn't sell this anymore, but they still do.
Oh, my goodness. You got a resupply of vagina wet tissue for lady.
For lady.
Only one lady. Well, I guess you wouldn't want to share it.
You're right, yeah. But I thought, you know, I really regretted, because when I saw this long time ago, I regretted not buying it. And then I swore to myself, if I ever saw it again, I would just put my pride on hold and I would buy vagina wet tissue for lady.
Yeah, see, that's when it helps to be the crazy foreigner.
I can't be that crazy, though. I'll save my own, you know, jars of urine, but you know, but I won't buy vagina wet tissue for lady. And so, and then I, because I would hunt high and low in the you know, the baby wipes.
Yeah.
Right. And
but they're not baby wipes; they're for ladies.
Yeah. And this one is, yeah, this is baby wet tissues.
Yes.
Right.
Which I'm sure it's very different.
Yeah, a different kind of wetness. It's the baby
it's
wet.
It's baby wetness.
Yeah, versus the vagina wet. So, yeah. I haven't actually tested the vagina wet. So, do you want to? Do you want to?
Let's go ahead and try it out.
Okay, here's the baby wet.
I'll try baby wet because I've changed diapers before.
All right. It's the baby wet.
Well, actually, it just feels like a wet nap. I'll just tell you right now.
Okay, here is the but. The vagina wet. It's got a smell, doesn't it?
Well, I can't. I'm like sniffing it. I've got a cold.
Oh, sniffing the vagina wet. That's a crime in Louisiana, isn't it? That I don't know. Man.
So how does it smell?
It's got like a feminine sort of
feminine or feminine product, because there's
feminine product smell.
Okay.
Yeah,
there could be a fair space of difference between
you're
the
not
two.
Let me finish. So teacher, that is a crime, but yeah feminine product kind of smell, you know.
Okay.
like you smell,
so
this
will get you summer fresh.
Yes, exactly. Like, you would smell like a country lane after a spring shower, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, scent.
I've heard that guys like that. And how, I can't smell this one either, so now that
wet.
I've, like, wiped my hands all over it.
Sorry, let me get a new baby wet.
I just wanted to spread my germs. This is my secret plan.
This is the Lotte Mart Wise Select brand. It's actually kind of scentless.
Oh, okay. Because wet naps sometimes have a, you know,
yeah,
little bit of a smell.
The best wet naps were the Carrefour wet naps.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they
Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, they were inexpensive and they had a really nice smell.
Because wet naps at home, the big ones that come in that big tub with the little crisscross cut in the top,
right.
You know what I'm talking about. They have a nice little smell.
Yeah, I like the refreshing smell.
Like that baby fresh smell.
Yeah, but I don't know what the vagina wet, but I did find it. So I went to the baby wipe things and I couldn't find it. And then I had an inspiration. It came to me, you know, like water displacement or something. Eureka. And I thought, I should look in the tampon section.
Or
the pad. They don't really use tampons here. So I should look in the pad tampon section. When am I ever there? I'm never there, right?
I'm glad to hear it.
So, sure enough, I went there and there they were. So, but then I'm like, I still can't bring myself to buy it, you know? And so I got my female friends and I vagina wetted out and got my friend to buy it for me. I gave her the money though. Yeah. All right. Cotisol, anything?
Yes, the third Saturday in July.
Okay.
So instead of just making up a date this week like I did a couple of weeks ago, I'll just tell you it's the third Saturday. And it is an ideas exchange. If you have any good ideas,
yes, right, okay,
that you use in the classroom, you just explain about it. And some people bring handouts to give out, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun time is always had at the ideas exchange.
I was trying to teach, like, to and with, the difference between to and with, you know, like, and the verb was sing. You know, I sing, I sang to him, I sang with him, that kind of thing. So then I get one, a student, and then, okay, watch, I sang to Susan, you know, and then I do, doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, and ray, and they're just, you know, cringing in their seat, you know, because I'm also kind of like acting it out, you know, and that's two, now I do with, you know, doe, come on, a deer, a female, Okay, let's try it again. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Do. And they won't do the with.
Yeah.
They won't with me. Yeah. Little monsters. All right. Oh, but you know what they did like to do when I did fought and fought with. Yeah. There's a little, I mean, it doesn't always hold, but, you know, like the verb fought, you know, the students were like, I fought my mother.
Yes.
Right. But I'm like, okay, no, there's a little bit of a difference. So I fought with my mother kind of implies it's coming to blows, you know. But, you know, if you use with, I fought with my mother, we would understand that as, you know, you're yelling at each other. So again, I drag a student up to the front and, you know, I fought Carl teacher. And you got to grab their hands and have them sort of punch you. And they love that, you know, they're punching teacher.
Yeah.
I fought teacher, you know. And then I fought with teacher, you know. Then, you know, you didn't do your homework. And then say, I did my homework. I did my homework. No, you didn't. I was right here. You know, and so you get them to sort of like yell back at you. And, but then you got to take their hands and move their hands around like they're angry and stuff. And
so then the appropriate hand gestures for arguing.
Exactly, yeah.
So, and now you poke me in the chest with your finger aggressively.
Exactly. So they kind of like that when you sort of make them fight you. All right, then. Okay. That's our show. Next week, I guess, we will, hopefully, your friend Rosa.
Yeah.
Does Rosa listen to the podcast?
She does. Yeah, actually, and another worker at school has started listening, and it kind of weirds me out that the people I know listen.
Oh.
I don't know. I just think it's a little strange.
Oh, speaking about listeners, got another new iTunes rating.
Oh.
Or like a little comment. iTunes review. I don't usually mention that because last time I mentioned that, like, we got like two or three new ones, and they were all very complimentary, but it's like, I don't, because you hear a lot of podcasts and they're always like, go to iTunes and give us good ratings, like that,
yeah.
You know, that begging, so I almost try not to mention it just because I don't want to seem like I'm begging, but it was kind of funny, this one. Someone named Grell and writes, as a new expat in Seoul, I'm enjoying the podcast. Love the Fan Death episode, as this has been the most recent cultural encounter. Even Wikipedia has an entry on Fan Death. Yeah. I've learned lots about teaching English in Seoul, which I've decided is not for me after hearing your stories. Thanks for the career advice. Keep up the good work. Yeah. So another soul saved, I think, on Soul Survivors.
Oh, it's not that bad. If it was that bad, we wouldn't have been here for so long.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just fun to complain.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really not that bad. But, yes, but again, thank you, Grell. Or maybe GRE, Graduate Record Exam, L. All right.
Or
okay.
Not.
Yeah, so that is our show. Again, thank you all. Send us email at...
Go Live.
Go Korea.
Thank
at
you, whatever.
gmail.com. GoKorea at gmail.com. And check us online, www.gokorea.info. I've been really lazy in putting up my little guide to tourist spots, tops, Starbucks, and stuff like that. I'm working on it. I've got it all, but I just got to kind of put in some pictures and do a little more research on subway exits.
Come on, Carl,
stuff.
Get on it.
I know.
How are you going to get the good votes in Podcast Alley if you're not doing your work?
I suck like hell. All right, that's a show. Bye-bye.
Bye.